Long Walk Out of the Woods, a physician's story of addiction, depression, hope, and recovery. Written by Adam B. Hill, M.D. Narrated by Johnny Heller. Preface. My name is Adam. I'm a human being, husband, father, physician, recovering alcoholic, and mental health patient. After struggling with depression for years, I drank away the mounting problems in my life one night and one bottle at a time. Debilitating consumption became commonplace as I spiraled deeper into the recesses of active addiction. And in those depths, I searched for any possible way for the ongoing pain to end. In the midst of these struggles, working in modern medicine fractured my identity, stole my authenticity, and left me a shell of the person I wanted to be. I dedicated my life to medicine, but when my own life hung in the balance, medicine turned a blind eye to my suffering. I risk everything in telling the story. My career, livelihood, and reputation. But I feel there is no other way forward. It's time for my voice to be heard. In this book, I chronicle addiction, depression, and suicidal plans in the same context, because they all overlapped in my life. However, I don't wish to suggest a direct causal relationship between addiction, mental health conditions, and suicide. Each issue is complex, unique, and often difficult to fully understand. Untreated mental health conditions do contribute to increased risks of suicide. Substance use is a common means of self-medication for mental health conditions, and for some individuals, substance use evolves into active addiction. But suicide is a more complex cultural phenomenon than can be explained by simple associations with mental health and/or substance use. I write this book in the face of a national epidemic of suicide, and amidst a widespread neglect of mental health conditions for people working in medicine. The overall suicide rate in the United States has increased 25% over the past 20 years. In diverse groups such as millennials, veterans, farmers, teenagers, and the elderly, suicide rates continue to surge. The average number of teenage males dying by suicide increased 30% between 2007 and 2015. During the same time period, suicide rates among female teens nearly doubled, reaching a 40-year high. Veterans, a group comprising 8.5% of the U.S. population, account for a staggering 18% of adult suicides. Yet the highest suicide rates don't exist within the military community, as people sometimes assume. The highest suicide rate within any profession exists in the medical field. Every year in this country, approximately 400 physicians die by suicide, a rate 2 times higher than the national average. That means entire classes worth of medical school students vanish due to suicide and what has become a hidden mental health crisis. Broken systems, neglect, fear, and judgment are partially to blame. Current studies report that more than 50% of medical professionals show signs of distress, with rising levels of compassion fatigue, apathy, and untreated mental health conditions. Yet the medical community system and culture encourage secrecy when seeking mental health treatment. The ostracization of professionals living with these conditions reflects a culture that still stigmatizes the estimated 20% of Americans who live with mental health conditions. The truth is, a striking majority of medical professionals don't seek help because of the fearful culture we created ourselves. In perpetuating this problem, we set a tragic and horrifying example for the people under our care. While traveling the country in preparation for this book, I found that in some circles, public perceptions of mental health conditions are still limited to straitjackets, lobotomies, padded rooms, and tinfoil hats. The mental illness portrayed on the big screen often involves locked institutions.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?